We're going to turn now to the Democrats, and we are joined by Tony Yarbrough, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, and a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Why do you think Secretary Clinton was so successful in Mississippi? We've heard that it has a lot to do with demographics and her appeal specifically to African-American voters.
Well, it does, but you've got to remember, during the 1990s for African-Americans around the country, the Clintons were the representation of the tide lifting all ships. And so African-Americans had an opportunity to rise as a result of Clinton's being in control of the economics and other power structures in the country. So Hillary Clinton has, rightfully so, come in and started talking about those very same issues that are affecting the African-American community right now.
Senator Sanders' supporters are passionate. Sanders has made it clear he is not leaving the race. And Sanders has consistently won young voters. What do you think Hillary Clinton needs to do to persuade those voters to get behind her?
Well, you know, I think that she's been particularly consistent at this point. I think that her messaging around the fact that you may not support me right now, but I support you and will continue to support you. I think that she needs to continue to carry that message, and so that when we turn our sights to the general election, that demographic won't feel alienated, but they'll be a part of this movement that's happening with Hillary Clinton.
Now, I want to talk to you about turnout, because consistently through these primaries and caucuses, we have seen record-breaking turnout among Republicans and among Democrats. It has been nowhere near what it was when President Obama was on the ballot. How do you think Democrats can close that gap?
Well, you know, I think if I could just be very frank with you, I think that there's this rising level of urgency that Democrats are starting to see as we are really starting to take a Trump general election candidacy seriously. And for African Americans, when you start to consider the frightening fact that the commander in chief of the United States could be someone who has very cautiously slapped the wrist of organizations who have consistently been against African Americans and those racial hate groups, then what you're starting to see is folk who are really passionate about rights, civil rights, human rights, begin to speak up and step out more. So what we're anticipating is that the closer we get to general election, that we'll see Democrats start to come out in better numbers.
Mayor Tony Yarbrough of Jackson, Mississippi, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.